Hi, welcome to the third part of NLP interview questions and answers. In this podcast, we will discuss the most important NLP questions along with their answers that are frequently asked in job interviews to help you succeed. So, let's get started. Question 41. What are some common challenges in NLP, and how can they be mitigated? Answer: Some common challenges in NLP include out of vocabulary, OOV, words. OOV words are not present in the training vocabulary and can lead to errors. Solutions include using subword tokenization, character-level embeddings, or handling OOV words with an unknown token. Ambiguity and polysemy, words with multiple meanings can cause ambiguity. Disambiguation techniques like word sense disambiguation, WSD, or contextual embeddings can help address this challenge. Data sparsity. NLP models often require a vast amount of data, which may not always be available. Transfer learning, data augmentation, or leveraging pre-trained models can tackle data sparsity. Named entity recognition, NER identifying named entities accurately is challenging, especially for rare or context-dependent entities. Improving training data quality and using contextual embeddings can aid in NER tasks. Question 42. What are the benefits of using the bag of words? Answer: The bag of words model offers several benefits, such as simplicity. The BAL model doesn't require complex linguistic analysis or grammar parsing, making it accessible to those new to NLP. Efficiency. BAL reduces the dimensionality of the text data significantly, as each unique word in the corpus is represented as a single feature. It can lead to more efficient processing and memory usage, especially for large datasets. Versatility. As BAL supports a wide range of NLP tasks, such as text classification, sentiment analysis, topic modeling, and information retrieval, this makes it a popular choice in many real-world applications. Robustness to noise. The BAL model can also handle noisy text data effectively because it focuses only on word occurrence frequencies. It can still provide meaningful representations even if there are misspellings or errors in the text. Document-level information. BAL captures the overall frequency distribution of words in a document. This information can be valuable for identifying the most common words in a document or comparing documents based on their content. Question 43. What is the difference between TF-IDF and TF? Answer: TF. Term frequency, and TF-IDF, term frequency inverse document frequency, are both techniques used in natural language processing and information retrieval to represent the importance of words in a document or a corpus of documents. Let's explore the differences between them. Term frequency, TF, measures the frequency of a term within a document. It is calculated as the number of occurrences of a term divided by the total number of words in that document. The idea behind TF is to give higher weight to words that appear more frequently in a document, as they are assumed to be more relevant to the document's content. Term frequency inverse document frequency, TF-IDF, is a more advanced technique that not only considers the frequency of a term within a document but also takes into account its importance in the entire corpus of documents. The intuition behind TF-IDF is to identify terms that are relatively unique to a specific document and are thus more informative for distinguishing that document from others. While both TF and TF-IDF represent the importance of words in a document, TF focuses solely on the term's frequency within the document, whereas TF-IDF considers both term frequency and its rarity across the entire corpus, making it a more sophisticated and commonly used method in information retrieval and text analysis tasks. Question 44. What is text processing? Answer: Text pre-processing is a crucial step in natural language processing, NLP, tasks. It involves transforming raw text data into a clean and structured format, making it easier for machine learning algorithms to understand and process the text. Question 45. Name some text pre-processing techniques. Answer: Tokenization. Lowercasing / uppercasing. Stop word removal. Punctuation removal. Lemmatization and stemming. Special character removal. Spell correction. Named entity recognition, NER. Question 46. What is lemmatization? Answer: lemmatization is a natural language processing, NLP, technique used to reduce words to their base or root form, known as the lemma. The lemma is the canonical form of a word, from which all inflected forms can be generated. Question 47. What is stemming? Answer: stemming is a natural language processing technique used to reduce words to their base or root form, called a stem, by removing any prefixes, suffixes, or inflections. The main purpose of stemming is to simplify the analysis of text data and to group together words that share the same root, even if they have different endings or variations. Question 48. What is the difference between lemmatization and stemming? Answer: lemmatization and stemming are both techniques used in natural language processing, NLP, to reduce words to their base or root form. However, they differ in their approaches and the results they produce. Stemming is a process of removing prefixes, suffixes, and other affixes from words to obtain the word's base form, also known as the stem. The main goal of stemming is to reduce words to their simplest form so that variations of the same word are treated as the same root word. Stemming algorithms apply simple rules to chop off common word endings, but they may not always result in a valid word or the actual root form. Stemming can be faster and less computationally intensive than lemmatization, making it suitable for applications where speed is crucial. Lemmatization, on the other hand, involves reducing words to their base or dictionary form, known as the lemma. The lemmatization process considers the words part of speech and applies morphological analysis to generate the lemma. The goal of lemmatization is to ensure that the resulting word is a valid word in the language and represents the canonical form of the word. Lemmatization typically produces more accurate results compared to stemming because it considers the context and part of speech. Question 49. How translation of words has improved from the traditional methods? Answer: the major improvements in translation methods have come from the advent of neural machine translation, NMT, which revolutionized the field of language translation. Here are some key ways in which NMT has improved translation compared to traditional methods. Deep learning and neural networks. Data-driven approach. End-to-end approach. Handling ambiguity. Adaptability and transfer learning. Question 50. What is LSTM? Answer: LSTM, long short-term memory, is a type of recurrent neural network, RNN, architecture that is widely used in natural language processing, NLP. LSTM is designed to address the vanishing gradient problem, which is a challenge faced by traditional RNNs when trying to learn long-term dependencies in sequential data. Question 51. What are the uses of LSTM in NLP? Answer: here are some of the key uses of LSTM in NLP. Language modeling. Machine translation. Speech recognition. Sentiment analysis. Named entity recognition, NER. Question answering. Text classification. Language generation in chatbots. Dialogue systems. Question 52. What is syntactic analysis? Answer: syntactic analysis, also known as syntax analysis or parsing, is a crucial phase in natural language processing, NLP, and computer science. It is the second phase of the traditional compiler structure and is used to analyze the syntactical structure of a given sequence of words, sentence, according to the rules of a formal grammar. Question 53. Name some of the techniques used in the syntactic analysis. Answer: below are some techniques used in the syntactic analysis are word segmentation, parsing, lemmatization, morphological segmentation, stemming. Question 54. What is semantic analysis? Answer: semantic analysis, also known as semantic processing or semantic understanding, is a crucial step in natural language processing, NLP, and computational linguistics. It involves the interpretation and understanding of the meaning of words, phrases, sentences, or entire texts, going beyond the surface-level syntactic structure. Question 55. What are the key components of semantic analysis? Answer. Following are the key components of semantic analysis. Word sense disambiguation, WSD. Named entity recognition, NER. Semantic role labeling, SRL. Coreference resolution. Parsing and sentence structure analysis. Ontology and knowledge graph integration. Sentiment analysis. Question answering. Question 56. What is questioning answering in NLP? Answer. Question answering, QA, is a crucial application in natural language processing, NLP, that aims to build systems capable of understanding human language well enough to provide accurate and relevant answers to specific questions. Question 57. What are the benefits of questioning answering, QA? Answer. QA has several practical and beneficial use cases, making it highly valuable in NLP research and real-world applications, such as information retrieval. QA systems can quickly retrieve specific pieces of information from vast amounts of unstructured data, such as articles, documents, or the web. Instead of users having to manually search for information, they can pose questions, and the QA system will find the relevant answers. Knowledge base creation and maintenance. QA systems can be used to automatically populate and update knowledge bases by extracting relevant information from diverse sources and summarizing it in a question-answer format. This helps in creating comprehensive and up-to-date knowledge repositories. Customer support and chatbots. QA systems can be integrated into customer support applications and chatbots to respond to user queries effectively. They enable automated responses that can provide relevant information and assist customers in troubleshooting issues. Virtual assistants. Intelligent virtual assistants, like Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant, utilize QA capabilities to understand user questions and provide appropriate responses, whether it's giving directions, answering general knowledge questions, or helping with daily tasks. Language understanding evaluation. QA tasks can serve as a measure of language understanding for NLP models. Evaluating a model's performance on QA datasets allows researchers and developers to assess the model's language comprehension abilities. Question 58. What tools are used for training NLP models? Answer. Here are common tools used for training NLP models. NLTK. SPACI. PyTorch NLP. OpenNLP. Question 59. What is MLM in natural language processing? Answer. MLM stands for Masked Language Modeling. It is a pre-training technique used in many state-of-the-art language models, including BERT, bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers, and Roberta, a robustly optimized BERT pre-training approach. Question 60. What is pragmatic ambiguity in NLP? Answer. Pragmatic ambiguity in natural language processing, NLP, refers to situations where a sentence or phrase is ambiguous, and its intended meaning can only be resolved by considering the broader context in which it is used. It is a common challenge in language understanding, as words or phrases may have multiple interpretations, and the correct meaning relies heavily on the surrounding context and the speaker's intentions. Thank you for listening to our podcast.